Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Okay, business leaders, are you playing defense or are you on the offense? Are you just, excuse me, hey, I'm trying to talk business here. As I was saying, are you here just to play or are you playing to win? If you're in it to win, meet your next MVP, NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is your full business management system in one suite. With NetSuite, you're running your accounting, your financials, HR, e-commerce, and more, all from your online dashboard. One source of truth means every department's working from the same numbers with no data delays. And with AI embedded throughout, you're automating manual tasks, plus getting fast insights for your next move. Whether you're competing on your home turf or looking to conquer international markets, NetSuite helps you get the W. Over 40,000 businesses have already made the move to NetSuite, the number one cloud ERP.
Right now, get the CFO's Guide to AI and Machine Learning at netsuite.com/special. Get this free guide at netsuite.com/special.
Okay, guys.
All right, welcome back to the show. And joining us now from the ACC Network, the very distinguished Eric McLean is joining us. ACC Network and EMAC becoming a regular on our show. We're going to call you a friend of the show, EMAC, and we greatly appreciate that. ACC football schedule came out. We can kind of jump into opening week and all that and look at some of the games, but overall, what was your impression of what they tried to achieve with the ACC football schedule? Again, thanks for being with us.
Yeah, thank you for having me, Joe. Always a pleasure. And I feel like a regular, man. I love jumping on with you and talking ACC and specifically the Canes. And, you know, I like the schedule. Obviously, there is a ton of opportunity in week one. And the ACC, I have to give all of our schools credit, most of our schools. We do a really good job of, you know, scheduling hard games and scheduling big games and great opportunities. And, you know, Miami is certainly doing that with Notre Dame week one. And, you know, Sunday night, prime time, ABC, 7:30. Cannot wait to watch that. But there's a lot of opportunity with Clemson hosting LSU, with FSU hosting Alabama, Georgia Tech going to Colorado. And I'm sure I'm missing a bunch, but there's really good, you know, opportunity for us to make a statement that will propel us throughout the entire season. So can we do it? Can we make enough noise and really kind of capture the nation? We have a great opportunity. And again, playing those 5 days straight, Thursday through Monday, I always love that we kind of own week one from that perspective.
Yeah, Syracuse, Tennessee, LSU, and Clemson. You mentioned Georgia Tech and Colorado, kind of an oddball game, but still a good game. Virginia Tech and South Carolina, Beamer Bowl.
Yeah. That's right, the Beamer Bowl, baby. Come on.
Miami Notre Dame on Sunday at 7:30. That's where we're going to kick things off. Notre Dame, of course, was here in the Orange Bowl game, played in the national championship game. Couldn't be a better way to start a season for the University of Miami. The University of Miami is starting their season with a Super Bowl game.
No, there's no question about that. And when you see the level and, you know, a team in Notre Dame just coming off of, you know, a national championship run and a Hurricanes team that is hungry and starving, right? And, you know, really thought that they probably should have finished the season on a higher note. I know they're going to be juiced up, jacked up, and the ratings for that game is going to be insane.
Do you think the thought inside the league is that they've got to play? The brands have to play each other. I notice, you know, Miami's playing SMU. Of course, Miami plays Florida State. FSU has Virginia Tech. I think Virginia Tech might have Clemson. Clemson, of course, has Florida State, but the brands in the league, they've got to play each other, right?
Yeah, it's certainly, I think, a point of emphasis. And, you had a... an issue last year where Miami, Clemson, and SMU didn't play. And, it was crazy because we were staring down a situation in like week 10 and 11 where there might be a three-way tie. And what the heck are we going to do? And how do you figure that out? So I totally think so. And I love that because it's good for the league. It's good for TV. And certainly good for our fans. I mean, you look at some of the scheduling and you look at who teams play and when, there's a lot of intrigue. I mean, I know week 6 is a big point of emphasis that folks are excited about, especially on the TV side. And, the fun thing is, Joe, we get to see what happens, because we had all these great ideas of what would happen preseason last year. And that kind of got flipped on its head and others emerged and, still had a good year. But, it's not always the teams you think that are going to be rising to the top.
Yeah, week 6 has Clemson, North Carolina, Miami, and Florida State. Then I think it's week 11, we get Clemson at Louisville on a Friday night, Virginia Tech and Florida State, Notre Dame and Pittsburgh. So some good brands playing there as well.
Yeah, it absolutely is. And again, when you look at how it's spread out, when those kind of big games happen, and again, you have Clemson, SMU facing off in the regular season, a rematch of the ACC championship, there's a lot to be excited about. And I'll tell you, the weekday games as well, coaches go back and forth, whether they like them, whether they don't like them. I know it hinders recruiting and it kind of limits you from that aspect, but being the only show on TV is a big deal. And to get all those eyeballs on your team, on our conference, is certainly something that we like and something that we want to continue, to strive to make a big deal.
Yes, Miami has a Friday night game. Put me in the corner of raising my hand. I've been vocal about it for years. I hate Thursday and Friday night football for the University of Miami.
And I get that. I totally do, because it's a weird thing. It's not, normal procedure. And some schools are very vocal about not wanting to host those for a plethora of reasons, with just the lack of ease to get to the university or with medical hospitals nearby, all these different things. And I will say the good thing about the ACC, they were very accommodating in regards to what schools did or did not want. I think they had something like, I'm going to lowball this number, but let's say it was 48 requests, 47 requests, and they knocked out 42 of them. They had an 86 completion percentage, essentially, of what schools asked and were they able to accommodate, which I think is fascinating and always a good thing when you can help your partners.
Yeah, no question about that. Eric McLean, ACC Network, is our guest. University of Miami, their schedule, the first 5 weeks almost tell the story. In fact, the first 5 weeks, Miami plays three of the teams that this fan base would want Miami to play every year. And after that, I'm not sure that they would care who else is on the schedule.
I know that's a fact with the Catholics versus convicts. Yeah. I know, I'm sure that gets everybody jacked up, the old history there, and makes you want to fight everybody on the field, in the stands, and of course with Florida and at Florida State. But the intriguing thing to me, man, and I'm not sure if you heard me say this last night, I'm sure you see it and visually know, but Miami doesn't leave the state of Florida until November 1st. That is crazy to me when you look at the luck, the goodness. I don't know what you want to call it. Maybe you'd want to switch. Maybe you want to stay in the state on later in the year for November, because you do have to travel to Virginia Tech and to Pittsburgh, which it's going to be cold. I'm not saying it's not doable, but it is going to be cold up there. But that was a fascinating nugget to me, that we're talking about 3/4 of the season before you guys have to leave the state.
Yeah, I get that. I'm not thrilled about going to Pittsburgh. It's the third year in a row Miami travels on Thanksgiving. That's just a personal thing. Although North Carolina, we can make the same thing about Carolina. They play their 8 conference games. 6 of them, they don't leave North Carolina.
Isn't it fascinating how that works out? I'm sure it's one of those things, after you do it, you kind of look at it and you're like, wow, okay, this is a little interesting how that worked out for them. But, you know, I think the other thing, just to look at North Carolina again kind of quickly, the fact that they finish the season at Wake Forest, Duke at home, and at North Carolina State, that state championship, and how important I know that is to everybody in the Triangle, that's a fascinating finish as well. So there's so many quirky little things. You look at North Carolina and Miami, they both have the bye week opponent and then bye week again, kind of crunched in the middle there, where, you know, we saw Georgia Tech not affected by that. I think they won on both ends of it. But it is interesting, kind of that stop and go, you know, type of vibe there. And we'll see how that plays out and if the coaches like it or if that's going to be a point of emphasis to avoid next year.
How is Belichick going to do with North Carolina? It's got to be one of the most intriguing storylines in all of college football.
Yeah, it's really fascinating, man. And it's, you know, it's one of those things where he's the greatest ever, right? As an NFL coach, it's just there's no way around it. The guy won so many Super Bowls, won at the highest level, did it their way. And, you know, we're the absolute standard for a long period of time. And so how is that going to translate? How is that going to translate that you're not working with Tom Brady, Rob Gronkowski, all the amazing, you know, defensive and other players that he worked with? You're working with kids. I'd have to go to algebra and you know, health class. You know, what is that going to be like when, you know, they take a misstep that you've been preaching for days and, you know, you get a little hot? So I am fascinated just to see how that works. How does it translate? How does it, you know, pan out, and how many wins? I mean, ESPN, I believe, just dropped their 12-team playoff, and North Carolina's in that. And now, I will say, I don't see anything close to that. I mean, I think that's a joke. But, hey, is what it is, and I know it's going to be fun for everybody to talk about Bill Belichick being at Carolina.
Carson Beck, what are your thoughts on Carson Beck? You've seen him at the University of Georgia. He comes to Miami, not going to be able to throw for a couple of months. What kind of impact can Carson Beck have?
Yeah, man, it's one of those things where, to me, we touched on this a little bit the other night when we were doing the schedule show, where maybe a month ago, and you can correct me on the timeline, but before he had announced that, you know, I'm kind of looking at Miami's roster. I'm like, man, there's a lot of unbelievably great pieces here, but I don't know if there's a quarterback on the roster that's going to get it done. I don't know if there's a guy that you feel good about, and are you going to trust this young freshman coming in and give him the keys to the car? I don't know if you want to do that. And then as soon as that news was announced, I'm like, okay, well, Miami right back in the playoff driving seat, you know, and can they, you know, finish that run and make it happen and get to, you know, the college football playoff, the ACC championship, and, you know, handle business. When I look at him, he's as accurate as all get out. I know a lot of fans are going to want to point to last year and the big decrease in his passing percentage, but I want you to also watch the film. Don't just look at the stat sheet and see how many drops he had. I mean, his receivers were not helping him at all last year. And, you know, I think that's a big problem. His touchdowns went up. You know, and it's one of those things where I think in the Miami offense with the Miami playmakers, he's going to be more like we saw 2 years ago with those unbelievable stats, throwing for over 70% and 4,000, you know, plus yards there. So I'm very excited about it. The biggest, I guess, hesitation for me, Joe, which I have to think that Miami did enough due diligence and is confident enough, you know, with what we understand the NIL commitment is, that he will be playing. But just an injury is always scary, especially to a throwing arm. And something that was also brought up last night, the lack of the ability to really get the reps that Cam Ward was able to get. I mean, Cam Ward grabbing guys by the shirt saying, let's go out and throw. Xavier Restrepo begging guys to come out and throw. Carson has to heal. He does not have that ability. So you have to be in the film room. You have to go out with each other. You have to go to lunch. And, you know, you have to build the chemistry, not with the football, which is difficult. But, you know, he's an older guy. He's an experienced guy. He has NFL aspirations. And I think they find a way to get that done. But it will be interesting. What does a slow start look like going against a team that was just playing in the national championship?
Yeah, well, I agree. I mean, I'm concerned about When can he start throwing? It's coming off an elbow injury on the throwing arm. So, but they must be very, very confident that he'll be ready to go for training camp. Before we let you go, a couple more things real fast. One, of all the games on the Miami schedule, there is one that does jump out, at least for me anyway. Might be a little payback game because it still is stuck in my craw, losing to Syracuse with such a devastating loss. And you don't get that many chances nowadays to get to a championship game or a playoff. And that's what that Syracuse loss cost Miami. They do get Syracuse at home this year. Syracuse will not have the same quarterback, so I don't know if they'll have the same offense, but that'll be a big one for Miami.
No, there's no question. I'm right there with you. That's where my eyes went very quickly, for Miami, is just seeing when do they play Syracuse and when will that opportunity, for revenge come? And, it's hopefully at a very good time in the season, late in the season in November where, if there were health concerns, hopefully, with your quarterback, you've eased that. Hopefully your team has figured out who they are and continue to build together. And instead of kind of falling apart, they're ascending and playing their best football. So, Syracuse, I think, has the hardest schedule in the country. You look at what they have, it is brutal. They play like four playoff teams, you guys, who obviously the first team out, and then a handful of 9 and 10 win teams. I mean, it's crazy to look at who they have and the schedule that they have there. So it's going to be increasingly difficult for the Orange. And as you mentioned, Kyle McCord will be in the NFL. He's not there, as well as a lot of different contributors defensively. Rondé Gadsden, their great running back. A lot of guys not going to be there. It's going to be a different looking Syracuse team.
Okay, last thing for you. We've kind of touched on this, but the ACC is still having a hard time in their public relations battle, or whatever you want to call it, with the SEC and probably the Big Ten. How do they level the playing field? I know trying to do that through scheduling with the brand names, but is there another way for them to level the playing field?
No, I think you've got to win, man. It all comes down to winning football games and winning big football games. And I think, obviously when you look at the outcomes last year and just silly losses, like losing to FCS or G5 programs, you can't do that. And you've got to be able to hang your hat there, but also you have to win, against the big dogs. And when you play the SEC, when you play the Big Ten, the Big 12, you have to own those games. And we just haven't been able to capture our fair share there. So how do you do that? How do you get back in that driver's seat? It's win. It's shape the narrative early, which we have a great opportunity week 1 and 2. And then, of course, at the end of the season for rivalry week to kind of put an exclamation point, there.
EMAC, always great to speak with you. Perhaps we can reconvene during spring football and talk about some of the other storylines inside the league. The schedule released this week should be a lot of fun, and everybody can take a look at the schedule and look at all the great matchups. And again, thanks for being with us here on the show tonight.
I appreciate you, brother. Thanks for having me always.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. and the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, 3-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.